Hey everyone, we are here with Amazing Race 36 winners, Ricky and Cesar. I'm Emma.
I'm Evie.
And I'm Adam.
And welcome back to the Tar Pit Podcast.
Thanks guys again for joining us. Welcome back. We're so excited for you guys. We're so excited to be talking to you and for your win and all of those good things. Thank you.
Hi.
Hey guys.
Of course. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, we're really excited.
We're excited to be back.
And also, we wanted just to remind you, our podcast, because we know you guys are pulled in many directions this week, and thank you for your time, is sort of in the fan world, I guess you would say, our little corner of the garden, is more of the for the families that watch together, because unlike a lot of the reality shows, this one tends to have a little bit more of a family segment, I guess you'd say, of parents who watch with their kids, because they do so many cool things.
Yes, and we love that. We think that the show, you know, over the years has kind of geared itself more towards family. And I think that's kind of what makes it special that we can share it with the younger ones and be able to kind of have an experience and seeing all these like really fun, adventurous things and bring that into our families.
Yeah.
So, and just
thank
like
you.
With the cast, like everyone in the cast was awesome. And I think we all have like really memorable stories. And even like some memorable actions, like you could see it with Maya and Rohan, like people still can tell who Maya and Rohan are, you know, and like we can go down the list, Chris and Mary, the twins, like, and everyone had something that if you can bring it up, like everyone was really memorable.
Yeah, it's really cool because as we got to know some of the teams, this last season in particular, there were so many people who grew up watching The Amazing Race like the girls have. So it's kind of cool to see them come of age where they can be in the race and talk about it too.
Yeah.
I do have one question for Evie. Evie, did you write down your questions? Because I remember that on our first interview, I told you, just write down all of them, whatever you have. And whenever we were back, I was ready to answer them.
Yes.
She's prepared.
Okay, go ahead.
So about how much time passed at the last pit stop between you and Juan and Shane?
Ooh. And the edit made it look like it was very close, didn't it?
Yeah, that's what we thought.
We started our interviews.
We had started our interviews before they arrived.
And the rest of the cast, because it was a really cold day, they all asked to go back inside the mansion because we still had some time to wait for them.
Yeah, I would say it was probably between 45
to an hour.
Yeah. Because their drive, unfortunately, to another state was 25 minutes there and 25 minutes back.
So that added a lot
and of although they killed it in the roadblock and building the Liberty Bell, they did a fantastic job with it.
So I guess if they if they haven't done that extra detour, they would have been
right
really close. Yes.
Yeah.
But great question. You started pretty good.
That was a good one. It came in hot.
But also, Emma, if you write anything down, let us know.
Yes. So you guys finished first in the last leg, obviously, but you also finished first in six other legs. That's insane. Overall, what strengths or traits do you guys think helped you the most?
We keep saying it. I think communication was a big one, and you could see it there. A big example was Barbados when Ricky wanted me to be certain. And I keep telling him, like, I cannot be certain if I don't have the tools. We haven't asked anyone. All I have is a map. And what was happening there, I was just telling him, like, hey, like, if we're on an island, as long as we keep the water on our right, I know where we're going. I don't know where we are, but you know, but it was
there were moments of like, his favorite catchphrase in every country was, well, I don't know where we are, but I know where we're going. And for me, like, I had to trust him that that was okay. And in Barbados, like, there was a moment where I was like, I'm anxious. Like, I need a minute. And like, having clear communication was like, you need to stop whatever we're doing. Like, I need a minute to calm down. Like, so keeping a level head and having open communication without like judging or getting frustrated with each other was really.
But also adaptability. Okay, so adaptability here was like just being able to arrive with a mindset to it doesn't matter what the clue is going to be and what the task is going to be, but be adaptable. Just like pretend that you have done it. Just like figure it out. And if there's if there's someone that is going to train you, or if you don't know, if there's not a coach or someone, just read through the finder, like through the additional info, and like try to get as much information on how to do it. Mm-hmm. And we saw it as well with Danny and Angie with Team Walla Walla. Like Danny was really good at seeing, like finding those loopholes on like, well, it doesn't say that in this memory challenge, I cannot write. So like writing it down, you know, like little things like that. Because he's being adaptable. That's precisely what you need to really succeed. And I think the third one would be preparation overall. We studied the race, as you could see, like you could see it in Colombia as we were on the taxi and like we're heading to the Botero Plaza. We were already like starting the challenge without even knowing.
Yeah.
But we were trying to be resourceful. And if you're sitting on a car, just like
every second counts.
Exactly.
So use it wisely.
That. What else? Physical preparation. We knew that wasn't our strength. Yeah. So like Ricky was going to the gym every day. I was doing steps every day. Ricky was training me on choreo. Yeah. I mean, Ricky has a theater background. So, yeah.
Yeah, we were doing dance routines in the basement, you know.
There's always a dance challenge. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Nice. A little bit of everything. So that comes with preparation. And I think as well, like looking at videos of previous racers, like what to pack, little gadgets that you think you might need.
We put a lot of thought into
preparation
and a lot of thought while we were racing. And I think that was really played a key to our success through the whole race.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that actually reminds me, because one of my favorite quotes is luck is when opportunity meets preparation. And so I love that saying, I guess you would say, more of a saying than a quote, but I love that because in situations like that, it's all the thoughtfulness, the preparedness. So when the door opens, you can run through.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you see it in our season, like we prepared, but then every episode, there was like something that we were familiar with, welding or face painting, or, you know, I played Little League, not that I'm a baseball star, but, you know, you know, there was something that we were like somewhat familiar with. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it just so happened that it was like, we were prepared, but we were also quite lucky. Mm-hmm.
We just wanted to tell you about our new and exciting project. We just launched a YouTube channel that will have great travel shorts for your family. We're calling them Travel Bites. You can find our new channel at youtube.com/@thetarpitpodcast.
And don't forget to click subscribe and ring the bell to receive notifications every time we post a new video.
So going back to that last leg, you guys, was there a point during that last leg where you thought, uh-oh, we might not get this? And conversely, was there a point during that last leg where you thought, oh my gosh, this might be happening?
So the memorization was really tough, but the fact that we didn't see Juan and Shane help a little bit. But again, and I said it on the episode, like Spanish has come handy on pretty much every leg, right? Mm-hmm. So Spanish is my first language. English is my second language. So memorizing something that is written that way, that is not like everyday English, right?
Sure.
And then you're having the pressure that is the finale. That another team is right there. And then, so we came like Ricky's earplugs came handy because I needed to focus, but also, and we bring back communication. Ricky has this training in theater that was like, if you want to memorize something, use your hands.
Yeah.
Like if you want to like,
yeah, you got to move around. You got to be a little silly with it.
You want to say like, let's say a word like power, like just put your muscles up, like just something.
You got to act it out. And he was trying to like do it all in his head and be all like cerebral about it. I'm like, no, like get it in your body, like move around. And that was like something that we did. Like I was trying to like coach him with it. And I think that was probably the hardest part of the day. I think the
Liberty Bell.
The Liberty Bell.
And not having anyone else there.
Yeah, the Liberty Bell, although it was tricky, I think it was probably the most fun thing we did that day. Because we love puzzles.
But the moment I think was when we left the Liberty Bell. That's when we thought that, I think we got it.
Yeah, we got it. Because when we left the Liberty Bell, we saw Ron and Leticia arriving at Betsy Ross's house.
Mm. So we're two tasks.
So we were two tasks ahead of everyone else.
Nice. Okay.
But we knew we had like a
big chance.
A huge,
unless
good shot.
That happened.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Aside from the intensity of the last leg, what were some of your most challenging moments from the entire experience?
I have two.
You go first.
My first one was the rally car.
Mm-hmm.
And the mega leg. And it's so funny because I look back at it now and I'm like, oh man, I got tricked. That's really what it was. Like the rally car was just a diversion.
Of a puzzle.
And, you know, I got into the car and if you watch, like I'm trying to like map it out with my fingers. And I'm closing my eyes and trying to feel the car motions. And then I get to the puzzle. And I didn't think it was a puzzle. I was thinking of it as a map. And finally, the last time I was thinking in the car, I was like, Ricky, what is going on? Like, why aren't you getting this? And then when I got back, I was like, oh, silly Ricky. Like, this is just a puzzle. I was like, I teach my preschoolers how to do puzzles all the time. And so as soon as it clicked, like, that was a scary moment because all the teams had arrived and I'm like struggling with it. And the more you go around, the hotter you get, the more disoriented you get. I was getting nauseous. So that was really tricky. And then of course the windsurfing was like my other, I was like, oh gosh, that was a really, really difficult challenge physically and mentally. I was out there probably for like 35 minutes, 40 minutes, up, down. And the current was taking me down. I had to get out of the water, carry the board back down the beach, swim back out. You know, they didn't show any of that.
There was a lot more. Really exhausted.
Yeah. But I knew that I couldn't give up.
Yeah.
Like I knew that I had to persevere. And like, I teach my preschoolers and my students, like, you know, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be hard right now. But if you keep trying, you can do it. Like the word can't should not be in your vocabulary. You can say it's hard. You can say this is difficult. And that's cool. That's fine. You should be able to say that. But you can do it if you keep trying. So
nice. As for me, I think the canyoning, that was really hard. All the teams we were together, it was something that, like, thankfully I figured out, but the pressure was there by being everyone there. The details were minimal. And then having like a couple of figurines that look like animals. There were two like kind of fish skeletons. There was like a lizard and like a frog. So like it was really like imagining, and like you see me saying silly names.
Mad cow.
And, like, I know you like Disney, and I know you might have gone to like the Star Wars part. Mm-hmm. And like I was thinking of a Star Wars character where I was mentioning the calamari, because I was like these species. I don't know, little things like that were like, it was hard because we had to do that run first to get to the water. And then on top of that, like having all the teams, but then you're soaking wet, you're like, the vest is heavy, you're wearing this uncomfortable helmet, and you have to like keep going back up the ladder and like looking for the figurines, then like identifying exactly what the different things. So there were a lot of things to that challenge that made it one of the hardest for me, but one of the most rewarding. Like once I got it, I was like, and you see me like running to Melissa, I tried to help as much as I could, and then just like we were like, okay, if this is gonna be a foot race, we gotta start going.
You gotta go.
But it was really exhausting, but really rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looked tiring too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, what will be your favorite memory from the amazing race, other than winning? Because that would probably be my favorite part.
So something that happened, and something that I like would recommend, and like the day that you make it to the race as racers, say I really hope you're gonna do it. Have fun. It sounds silly, but like, I think we build a lot of memories because a lot of the times I was like, Ricky, take 10 seconds. Like in Barbados, after like a little argument, I was like, we knew where we were going now. So I was like, look to the left, like, look how pretty this is.
I was not thinking of that. I was in full competition mode, and I was so thankful that he gave me those moments. Like, okay, stop. Like, look at this beautiful view because in Colombia. Look at this beautiful view in
Portugal. You could be driving on any country, and like, it's a street, it's a car, like, and you really like lose those little details. on like, you're on these beautiful places, you're on these new places. Yes. Like
the whole point of the show is to go to these beautiful
exactly.
places.
And like now we got to see it again on the screen. But being there, I think that was really cool. But for me, I think the leg in Guatapé was really special. And I think we said it at the end of the leg that it felt like a date. Like if we had booked a thing on our trip, like it's so silly.
It was like a date excursion.
Yeah. Because it was just fun. Like it was really beautiful.
Yeah, that was
you really think that nice would be thing for you?
Yeah, I liked Guatapé. It was... The challenges were like fun. I mean, the stairs were extremely hard, but it was rewarding. It was like, whoa, like we really just climbed up like 700 plus steps. And that was like rewarding.
Then the boat ride.
The boat ride was beautiful.
And the town as well.
It was a very cool leg.
Nice. That's cool.
Was there anything that didn't make it to the show that you wish would have?
Okay. So, as a super fans, we were taking notes of everything.
We had lots
every
of notes.
Single little thing. We posted now all of those photos on our Instagram, like the photos of our drawings, because we put so much effort. So like I would do like quick doodles, and then in the hotel rooms, Ricky would like do the drawings for the bills. So we were just getting ready in case there was a memory challenge on the last leg. We really prepared for that. So I think we would have been.
Yeah, we were ready for the memory challenge. I wish we had it, but.
And the cake thing, I think that would have been.
Oh
nice
yeah. So in the stadium, when I was dressed up as the mascot, something they didn't show was the first thing we had to do in the mascot suit was carry a giant sheet cake. And we had to like smash it into a fan's face.
It was really funny. Seeing it was really funny.
I'm surprised they didn't show because it was like hilarious to do. Because when you read it in the clue, you were like, smash a cake into someone's face. I was like, what?
Do we know why they didn't make the cut?
I think for timing.
I think it was a timing
thing.
But
you can see it a little bit. So if you go back to the episode.
You can watch in the background. It's happening.
Behind, like whenever like they focus on Rod and myself, I think it's happening behind
us. And Leticia was doing something and you see me walking up the steps doing it. I think it was timing. And one of the parts was if you dropped it, you had to go back and get a second cake.
So I guess nobody dropped it.
And nobody dropped it. So they were like, it wasn't. Like,
who knows?
They didn't have the comedic landing they wanted. Yeah. Gotcha.
There was a lot to fit in one episode.
Yeah.
So
yeah, for sure.
Since you came in first or second each time, did you feel you had lots of time to relax or eat for the next day? Or was it still nonstop stress each night?
I think it was more than anything. We knew that we have a little bit of time to recover. Yeah. Being ahead and finishing like on the first couple of groups like gives you a little bit like of an ease of mind.
Yeah, it doesn't give you a huge advantage in the format that we had because we were traveling during COVID restrictions. They were keeping us very safe. We were testing very often, but when we were finished, we did our interviews and then we went back to the hotel.
So now it was time to do laundry.
So we were washing our clothes in the sink.
We were eating. And also like transferring all of those drawings.
So we did have time to kind of relax and recover, which on like a typical format, we would probably only have a shorter amount of time or sleeping on an airplane. So we did have an opportunity to kind of recharge.
Have you been able to utilize any of the travel prizes that you won for the coming in first place at all?
So all the prizes are rewarded after the season airs, and I think it's going to take a couple months for all that we know from previous seasons. Previous people that have won prizes, but who knows? I mean, we're not sure yet, but we haven't done that, but we have kept traveling. Before the race, Ricky has only been like in North America, Mexico, Canada.
This was my first big travel. I had only really been in North America. So I was really excited to kind of go on the race and see the world. So I really got to see South America.
And now earlier this year, we went to Europe. It was his first time in Europe. And that was really, really nice. So we're excited for more trips.
I know. We won lots of trips. So now I get to experience the world more.
Yeah, that's very cool.
So we were lucky to have John and Greg join us recently to discuss season 36. And would you guys be willing to come back to discuss season 37?
Oh, totally.
Oh, yeah. I would love to come back and, talk about 37. I'm excited.
We love talking about the show. So something that has been really fun and like I think we weren't prepared for it is people recognizing us. And some people have been like shy about it. And we're like, no, like... We love talking about the show.
We are fans of the show.
So it's like it's been like yesterday we went to the Statue of Liberty with some other people from the cast. We were with Tim Walla Walla and we were with Maya and Rohan. And like people recognize us over there and they were like, we don't want to bother. We're like, come on, please. Like, you want a picture? Let's just chat about it.
I'm excited to see what 37. They just started filming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had heard that somewhere too. Yeah.
So we're excited. We will come back.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. So thank you guys for joining us today. But what's next for you all? And can you remind our listeners of how they can keep up with you on social media?
What's next? We're going to do lots of traveling.
Yeah, we have that on site. Once we get the price, like we're starting to build this
foundation for a family. Yeah. We'd like to kind of... maybe figure out buying a house, maybe start looking into adoption, start a little family of our own. And
as for where can you catch up with us, Instagram, at Ricky and Cesar. Cesar is C-E-S-A-R. We also started a TikTok. We have all our recaps on YouTube. We also have our audition tape, and we're going to be posting... what we packed, how we prepare, like all of those things are coming. So like if people want to subscribe to our channel, like we will have more content coming. I mean, we also have our personal Instagram, Cesar ALD, Ricky Rotandi. We're working a lot of little things because as we said it, we love talking about the show. So right now, like something that we found really funny to do, we love musicals. We live in New York. Mm-hmm. So we're combining like what we think The Amazing Race would be as a musical with musical songs. We posted the first one from Sister Act. I will follow him and it's really funny. So check our Instagram for that.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we'll check it out for sure. I'll show the girls too. Very cool. Well, thank you guys for joining us. I know that you're being pulled in multiple directions this week, but we do thank you for making time for us. And we hope to hear next time we talk that everything's going well and that you guys are able to move on with those life goals and have started them and everything. So it's really cool. And also, I think we've said this before, but special shout out for preschool teachers, and especially for a big win for preschool teachers, because it's such an underappreciated job. But we really love it. And we had a great experience in our preschool. We still talk about it, actually. So it was good. Yeah. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.